Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I'm gonna talk about some recent purchases. This came from Aaron Myers. I picked up Masters of the Universe: Rise of the Snake Men from CrossGen. They had a licensed imprint for a while, and those are the ones that I'm missing, is the licensed stuff. So I got 1 through 3. I'm working on having a complete run of everything cross-gen, regardless of whether it was in the universe proper or if it was a licensed product. I think they had some things like Sliders too, the TV show and a couple other things. So yeah, looking to get those from Eros, Sally Forth. I think this might be getting me really close to completing a run of this. This is 4, 7, 6, 3, and 1. So I got 1, 3, 4, 6, and 7 of Sally Forth. So happy to get those, complete that particular run of 8 issues. I think I might be one short, but I could look it up right now. Let's see. Sally Forth. Wally Wood, that's what it is. And 3. Did I get 3? 4? 3? 4? Yeah. I need number 8 now, and then I'll have a complete run of Sally Forth from Wally Wood. He wrote it and he did the art. This I don't know why I got. I thought it was a comic, and it's more of a toy. It's called Comic Capers. They read, they gesture, they act. It looks like it's says 10 cents. Tippy toy number 4. Billy the Kid in paint, his famous horse and comic capers, miracle toy of today. When the sun sets in the western sky and the yellow mysterious evening draws nigh, Billy the Paint through Captain Marvel stories go as you gently rock them to and fro. And it's like a pop-up boat that rocks from side to side. Yeah, I don't know why I got it. I thought it was a comic and it wasn't. So these were freebies, and I think I had this at one time but somehow lost it. It has got a Garcia Lopez cover. It's DC Spotlight around the time that Batman and the Outsiders came out and Firestorm was released, and you had the Justice League, and Green Lantern was John Stewart. So yeah, they're kind of like preview books. Tomb of Dracula number 66. I'm still looking to complete that run. Very close, and I got the expensive ones. Image Masters of the Universe number 2. Have all the DC stuff. Still need a few Star stuff, and working on the Image stuff for Masters of the Universe, and also from the Cross Gen. So it's a double purpose of completion. Got Debbie Does Dallas first issue. Anytime I could find these, they're kind of hard to find. This is from Aerosol Comics, and I do enjoy reading those. I got a Blackhawk 12-center, 179, The Giant Who Slept 1,000 Years. I just finished reading some Blackhawk. Inside of the DC Finest War Stories, and I've been reading a little bit of it. I've always enjoyed Black Hawk. I have the full G.I. Joe doll of Black Hawk. I have the Todd McFarlane Black Hawk figure, the Howard Chaykin run. Anytime I can get these, I do. This is 179 and 176, and those are VG defined copies. that I can tell. Strips number 6, I'm looking to complete that. Hardball, I'm almost complete. I just need number 3. And that's that Chuck Austin stuff. These aren't in order, but I think I'm going to put them in order before I talk to them. And if those who follow me on Blue Sky will know why I'm excited to get these, but I don't know why, but in my mind, I just always thought DC war stories were superior, and they are from certain aspects, but I'm doing the Jack Kirby, Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. And they're so, like, episodic comics. Like, the DC Wars, you kind of get, like, Sergeant Rock or the team. They get, like, a different situation every, you know, month in, month out. And you follow their adventures, but it's almost like everything is a done-in-one. But when you read Sergeant Fury and the Howling Commandos, it reads like a serial, like, you know, a black and white serial or something that you want to watch. And I'm really enjoying it. I picked up number 2. It's beat to shit. But number 1 and 2 are really expensive. So I will be looking for a number 1 that's also beat to shit. I've already read them, but I never thought I would really get into these, but they're amazing. I got number 2, number 15, 17, 18, 20, 21, 23, 24, 25, and if you've been listening to the show, you know I have gotten a lot of other ones, too, with Sergeant Fury. And then finally, I don't think I knew this existed, but Hulk Pit by Peter David and Dale Keown from Marvel. And is it crossed with publisher? I don't know who it's crossed with. I don't think it's Image, but I'll have to check it out. But that is really cool. Dale Keown became popular with the Hulk. And I did a Kickstarter to get a Dale Keown book. Never got it. You know, like 6 years into the... I don't know if it's his fault or the woman that wrote it. I never bought any more stuff from her because it was the first time I went Indiegogo. And I've had bad luck with Indiegogo. Kickstarter, I have lots more luck. But, yeah, so the other thing I would like to talk about is yesterday night I got to appear on my second appearance on Not Near Mint Show, which I like doing that. There was a little too many people there for my taste, just because when you get more than 5, it seems like you talk over one another. You can't get any, like, words in. You almost feel like you have to raise your hand. But it's really tough. So in the future, you know, I'm going to, like, make sure there's low attendance if I do go on. So I could talk a little bit more and not feel like I'm interrupting. But having said that, I do enjoy those guys. I like the original crew. when they have Mr. Miracle, Lady Fantastic, Tacoma, Cliff is fun. You know, I like when they go outside, it's a little bit different. Even when they bring me in, it's not my favorite episode when I'm in there. I like when the crew has the, you know, the 5 or 6 players that are there. But, anyway, one of the topics, which I didn't really get to talk about much because there were too many people, but the topic was what you look for in an LCS, except he was talking about it from more from a perspective of if you were visiting like a comic shop, what you would go for. But I want to talk about it from a perspective of what to look for in an LCS that's going to be your LCS, and what matters to me. And everybody, something different will matter to you, like depending on your tastes, like cleanliness might matter to a lot of people, where me, it does matter, cleanliness and organization, but because my shop doesn't have it, I don't mind it. Like, it doesn't bother me. But the number one thing that I look for in a shop, and that's why I have DCBS and my comic shop and my LCS, is discount. It's important for me to get that, 40%, 35% discount on books. My LCS, I'm very fortunate, gives me 25%, so off of cover, which I enjoy, and I think it's like 15% off supplies, and back issues are 20, so off of what they're marked. So that I do enjoy. So that's the most important thing, especially for new comic books. The second thing I think is important to me is just a reliable pull service, for your current comics. Like if you order something, you should get that something. And yes, I understand, that there are damages and the distributor sometimes shafts you and sends you 5 copies instead of 10, even though you ordered 10 and you try to get the other 5, but you can't. But do their best to make sure that you get the books that you ask for. Matter of fact, the main reason I drifted a little bit from Ed's Comics is not because of customer service or fault. It was mostly some back issue stuff. Like, when I mean back half of previews, I mean like things that are really in the back half, not like Dynamite or Boom or Mad Cave. I'm talking about the real obscure stuff. Those were the things I was missing. So I think initially when I started, listening to podcasts in 2006 and somewhere around then, they started talking about discount comic book service and the discounts you could be getting. And what I started to do is offload those obscure comics that I wanted onto there along with the collected editions, because I could get like 50% off a collected edition. I was like, that's crazy. And now DCBS is my primary source, and I use Ed for quite a bit of stuff still. Like, I still get my Batman at Ed's, I get my Detective, my Wonder Woman, Ice Cream Man, all my Spawns, and that means every cover, all my Savage Dragons, every cover. Quite a few Marvel. I get Daredevil, Amazing Spider-Man, Black Cat, Doc, Scarlet Witch, Star Wars, all the Star Wars books, all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles books, and yeah, I get all those things, quite a bit still. And I can't name all of them probably, but that's most of them. Oh, Captain America, I get there. I get Thor there. So a lot of Marvel, I think, is the majority, and then the Spawn books, which is like 7, I think, right now, times 2 or sometimes 3, because of the A and B and sometimes C cover, and then Savage Dragon, A and B, and there's some other titles that I was getting there, but that's the bulk there. And then I go to my comic shop because ever since Diamond fell apart, there's some distribution chains that Lunar doesn't cover, and they have no interest in covering them. Mostly Philbo distribution. and Zenoscope. I'd be ecstatic if they just picked up Zenoscope because I do like Zenoscope books. I really do. Especially Grim Fairy Tales of Terror. Grim Tales of Terror. I really, really like that book. I think it's outstanding. But we talked about discount, reliable pull service. The next thing I would look for is a back issue refresh. I like comic shops that take in collections and always seem to have stuff to look through that you haven't already looked through. I like that a lot. And condition of pull is important, for me, but not. I'm not like the guy in Clerks that takes every egg out of the egg carton and looks at the egg and sees if it's the perfect shape. I just want like a good 9.0, off the book, and I'm fine with a 9.0. I don't need a 9.9 or a 10. There's even times where like I know a title isn't worth much, and I just want to read it. That like he said, I got he'll say I got 20 copies of Title X. Let's just say Amazing Spider-Man, but they were all damaged, and I don't know if I'll get them back. But I've reported them, and they said they're gonna send me something, but I don't know. And I said, can I look at the damaged copy? And what he considers a damage and what I consider a damage is he's a little more picky and I'm than I am. So I'll look at the copy. Amazing Spider-Man's probably not a good but like if it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Journeys or something like that that is a reprint already and it's damaged and has some chips or I mean not chips but like creases and stuff like that, I'll look at it and I'll say, that's kind of acceptable to me. I'll buy this. And he lets me do that. I like that. I also like the fact that he has my comic boxes there. I get drawer boxes, short ones, and he keeps them in stock pretty good for me. And that's the box that I choose to be with. That's what I choose. Mylars and backing boards I order from the supplier, so they get shipped to me. But yeah, I thought I would give you some of the things that are important to me. And yeah, cleanliness I like and order. Like, I wish his shop was a little more ordered because he's got so much back stock that he it's cluttered. Like the top boxes that you can't even go through because they're covered with cardboard so he can like process all the incoming comics that are coming in. And he'd probably get a few more sales from me if I could just look through that stuff. But yeah, I do enjoy that shop. And he was brutally honest with me when he decided that there was a point in time, I think it was a little after COVID, just a little bit after, where he was thinking of closing the shop. And he was being honest with me. He's like, yeah, I might go work for my brother and, do this just till retirement. And I took that as a way that I needed to offload more books to DCBS. But when he decided not to, I started putting some of the books back. That with him, so I can keep and I've dabbled in thoughts of maybe not getting all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle books, but just the main one. And I think I really want that, but we'll see. And the same thing with Star Wars, although I really do like Star Wars stuff. Like I'm pretty much up to date on some of the new titles, and I really do enjoy reading those titles. And it seems like they're really not selling well because There used to be like 6 to 8 titles in Star Wars, and now there's only 2 or 3 a month, which I'm okay with. But anyway, I thought I would do that, and then I will be right back with some weekly reads, which I need to tally. So bear with me. I'm gonna pause here. All right, let's wrap this one up, and let's talk about books read October 6th through October 12th of 2025. We'll talk about what I watched that week first. I saw Deranged, which was a film inspired by Ed Gein. At the theater, I saw One Battle After Another, Academy Award-winning film. And the other movie was Magic. That's about a guy who loses control to his puppet, or his mannequin, or whatever you want to call it. That was in the 70s. Starred Anthony Hopkins. It's an interesting. I remember when it came out, when my parents were scared of that movie or didn't want to go see it, or my mom didn't. But I always was curious about it and finally got to watch it. Peacemaker season 2 was a 5 out of 5. So Deranged, One Battle After Another, Magic were 4 out of 5s. 5 out of 5s, Peacemaker season 2. I really enjoy Peacemaker. Comics read, total of 17. 3 chapters in a novel. I count that as one. We got Vortex has 2. Valiant has 1. Massive has 1. 2 Marvel, 1 Fair Square, 1 Mad Cave, and 8 DC. We'll start with the 3 out of 5s. Absolute Green Lantern. It has familiar faces, but I still have no idea what's really going on with that book. And to this day, it's my least favorite Absolute book. I'm still bored, but it's not my favorite. We have Look Into My Eyes. I liked issue 1 way more than I did number 2. But the girl who's trying to figure out the murder realizes with her friends that there's some kind of creature or supernatural force that killed their friend. I liked it more when it didn't have the supernatural flavor. It seemed like it was a real more like a more drama, teen drama than a supernatural book. We have Justice League, the Omega Act special, just pretty much wrapping up the bridge between the Legion of Doom story arc and the Doomsday slash Dark Side TKO event. And I think that one had the Legion, the Dark Legion, in it too, I'm pretty sure. DC KO number 1, Superman gets ready for a fight. Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman and significant others pay a board game with when Darkseid attacks with Time Trapper and his group. They have to go to the center of the Earth looking for a part of the Omega and must fight each other. And Batman dies? Whoa. And you'll see what happens because there's another series that launches with Batman, and you'll see kind of like how he's like in his own like limbo and tricking death, but that's what that goes. And then I got DC's Lex in the City, number 1. The highlight for me was the Hawkman story where he's trying to get to a device where he can experience his lost love without his love, and she convinces him he should not go, not without her. Damien asks for dating advice from Tim Drake. And Harley Quinn thinks of a gift to buy for Poison Ivy and much more. The only one I did not like was the Lex story. And that one I think I read on the app. In other words, I didn't purchase a physical copy. Those 90-page giants or anthologies, I have not been buying them all. I've been picking and choosing what I want. But the ones that I don't don't mean I don't read it. I go to the app and then I read it. We got Action Comics 1086 and 1087. Superman fights AI Kilgore. That's how you pronounce it. It's got percentages in there and stuff. Who's the Flash kind of villain? That defeats him in the Arctic. Mark Waid takes over to telling some early adventures of Superboy and his first adventure in Metropolis in costume. We got Valiant Beyond Bloodshot. This is kind of like where Bloodshot becomes a vampire and is fighting other vampires and mobs, and it's pretty enjoyable. And I like it artistically too. Aquaman number 9. Aquaman has become powerful with the blue. He's like controlling oceans and shit, and even punches out a possessed Superman in front of the Justice League. He goes to mourn Mara, but it looks like none of them died. He thinks they're dead at this point. JSA number 12. We got the Ragnarok part 2. That's the wrap up of the story, you know, Ragnarok story, where it's the Injustice gang is attacking Legionnaires and they're trying to survive. We got Bring on the Bad Guys, Green Goblin, really good Marvel series. Green Goblin kills one of the workers of Alan Ardman for Mephisto, and the origin of Sister Sorrow, who's, I think, brand new to this series, but a really good character that was created. Bring on the Bad Guys, Doom number 1. Mephisto is trying to gather all 5 daggers to control the Soul Forge. Sister Sorrow fights Doom for her first dagger. Got Black Kiss number 1 and 2 from Vortex by Howard Chaykin. Dagmar and her friends are blowing up a lot of shit to get some tapes destroyed. Also seems her boyfriend is trying to kill the guy she just gave a blowjob to. The thing about Black Kiss that's really interesting is the pacing and the choices done. Because if you read this as a single issue, it really is like you're watching a story that it's really hard to follow. And until the pieces are put together, you know, like, why does Dagmar look like Beverly? And, like, you don't know all this, like, the pieces. And you don't know, like, motives or why things are happening and the times that they happen and motivations. And but if you read this as a whole in its context, it is really well done. Like, it's like a novel. And you can't just read chapter 1 and chapter 2. You have to read the whole thing to grasp what's going on. And to really appreciate Black Kiss 2, you need to have read Black Kiss 1. And I had read Black Kiss 2 without reading Black Kiss. And the magic of Black Kiss 2 is if you read the first volume. We got Romanus Magic K. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's Magic A-E. This was from Massive. This is a cool story. A Roman sentry loses his entire battalion to barbarians, is now trying to protect a young girl that may be able to tell what the future is. A magic sire. We got Blood, Love, Ghost, and a Deadly Spell. These are all 5 out of 5s. Everything Black Kiss and below was a 4 out of 5. And then Look Into My Eyes and Absolute Green Lantern were 3 out of 5s. But the 5 out of 5s was Romanus Magicae, Blood, Love, Ghost, and a Deadly Spell. This horror anthology was pretty damn cool. I Don't Move Next to a... number 1 is Don't Move Next to a Vampire Named Helena. That was a cool story. The other one's Don't Masturbate in a Tub with Your Head Underwater. That was a crazy horror story, actually, about a haunting of like a ghost in a hotel room. And Don't Read a Book of Spells to Get Rid of Humanity. And then Money Shot, chapters 12 through 15. She and Malloy go back to the place and she disguises herself as Daniel after a barber haircut. She's you got to remember she's wanted for murder, and they framed her and her company and everything, so she's on the run from the police as well. They witnessed their friend have a gangbang, and she deciphers a note for them. She goes to a safe locker to get some money she stashed and a gun, but does not tell Malloy about the gun. So, yeah, got all that stuff happening. And that was from October 6th through October 12th. And then from October 13th through October 19th, I watched John Candy. I Like Me. It's a documentary series about the life of John Candy on Amazon, I believe it was. Good Fortune. I saw it at the theater. It's Keanu Reeves as an angel, a guy that's down on his luck. Keanu Reeves, the guy who protects Uber drivers, and that guy almost dies, and he changes it. So he takes a rich guy and makes him poor, and a poor guy that drives the Uber, he makes rich. They kind of like swap places. Pretty good film, very entertaining. It's now showing on Stars, but I saw it at the theater. 5 out of 5, Monster Ed Gein. This was the Netflix Ed Gein story with the guy who was in Sons of Anarchy. And that was really good. 5 out of 5. Only 5 comics read that week, which was terrible. But one Valiant, one Udon, one DC, and one Antarctica. The horror comics, black and white. Halloween is just a pinup book, and I wouldn't have bought it if I knew it was just a pinup book. It was a 2 out of 5. Another 2 out of 5 is Street Fighter and Friends Swimsuit Special, also for the same reasons. I don't know why I'm buying these Udon books, but I am. Tales of the Shadow Man, number 2. This Valiant, the New Orleans cops, Alyssa Miles and Saint Brown, a wolf, go to into Dead Sign to fight a murder. They find a scarf, and also they run into Mr. Twist, who tries to kill him, but is saved by Shadow Man. Tries to kill her. She, the detective. I don't know why I can't finish the sentence. Shadow Man and Miles go to see Dr. Mirage to get help on the scarf and Mr. Twist. At the end, it looks like Mr. Twist planted a trap and might be dead. We got Batman number 2. Bruce is trying to teach Tim to drive stick. Later, there's a robbery of a van, and Tim goes to help and is shot by a crooked cop. They capture Tim and throw him in the back of a truck with a bunch of criminals. Batman takes down the van, but gets shot in the head. Tim has to drive the Batmobile. That's the Matt Fraction Batman, the current one. And I'm enjoying that one too. Not as good as Absolute Batman for sure, but damn good. And that's where I'll stop for this week. I want to thank you for listening to Mike M's Weekly Reads, supporting the show. You can catch me on the new Not Near Mint if you go to YouTube and search for Not Near Mint and look for yesterday's date, the 19th or the 20th. You will find that episode there. See me on video and see how bad I'm at doing it, as opposed to audio, which I think I'm far superior. I feel more comfortable at it, and I like when I can talk. So, yeah. And you can reach me at Twitter and Blue Sky at Mike Myers Brunch. Email is mikemyersbrunch@gmail.com. And we will talk to you soon, and keep reading comics and enjoy them. Take care, everybody.